Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the news bulletin. I am Matsina. Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has waived charges for Aadhaar biometric updates for children aged 7 to 15 years. In a statement, the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology said the waiver of mandatory biometric update charges for this age group has already come into effect on the 1st of October and will be in force for a period of 1 year. This decision is expected to benefit approximately 6 crore children across the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reiterated the central government's resolve to make the country free from left-wing extremism by the 31st of March next year. Addressing the Bastar Dasera Lokotsav at Jagdalpur in Chhattisgarh yesterday, he said that the Bastar region has long remained deprived of development due to the problem of Naxalism.
आज मोदी जी की ओर से आपको भरोसा दिलाना चाहता हूं कि 31 मार्च 2026 के बाद ये नक्सलवादी आपके विकास को नहीं रोक पाएंगे, आपके अधिकार को नहीं रोक पाएंगे.
Appealing to Maoists to shun violence and join the mainstream of society, Mr. Shah said those who continue the path of armed struggle will face stern action from the security forces. The 28th Inter-District and State Table Tennis Championship 2025 wrapped up on Friday at the indoor TT Stadium in Kohima. Kohima District emerged as the overall champion, finishing with 9 gold, 7 silver and 5 bronze medals. This was followed by Dimapur and Chumukedima. Addressing the closing ceremony, MLA C. Manpon Konyak encouraged Nagaland's youth to excel in sports, drawing inspiration from smaller nations that have achieved global sporting success. He called upon the youth to overcome factionalism and tribalism, which hinder progress and unity.
I would like to request my young friends, in order to retrospect in various aspects of our life, participate in day-to-day activities of our life, particularly in our social life. Most of us are sick of factionalism and tribalism. This very sickness has become a hindrance for us to grow together. Let us emulate something good so that it could go down in history, where each of and every one of us would be a representative of our own good time.
The 4-day tournament organized by the Nagaland Table Tennis Association saw 146 players from 13 districts competing against 17 disciplines. Member of Parliament Rajya Sabha S. Pangnon Konyak has extended greetings on Yemshe and Sokum festivals. Wishing the Pochuri community on the Yemshe festival, she expressed hope that the season would bring abundance, prosperity and strengthen unity. Ms. Konyak also wished the Kemningan community peace, joy and prosperity on the occasion of Sokum festival. The MP also invoked divine grace for a bountiful harvest. Deputy Chief Minister Wai Paton also extended Sokum greetings to the Kemningan community and greeted the Pochuri community on Yemshe. Mr. Paton wished that the festivals would bring good health and prosperity to every household. In order to provide a major benefit to the common men, the government has lowered the GST on the textile industry. Under the next generation GST reforms, tax rates on man-made fibres and yarns have been brought down to 5% from 18%. Along with this, GST on ready-made garments that costs up to 2,500 rupees per piece has also been reduced to 5%, making fashion affordable and boosting demand. The significant reduction in the textiles sector is expected to reduce cost, boost demand and support exports. The rationalization under GST 2.0 will make Indian garments affordable for middle class and lower income households. This decision will further enhance export competitiveness in global markets and support India's ambition to become a global textile hub. And India Meteorological Department has issued a weather alert for continued rainfall activities in the northeast states this week. It forecasts light to moderate rain and thunderstorms at any areas with isolated heavy showers. Nagaland is expected to receive heavy rainfall till the 10th of October. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.